الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولنبلونكم شيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala discussed that a person, everyone, Allah has given the great quality and potential of sabr. And also Allah has given us another means to make every difficulty easy for us, and that is namaz. However, with sabr, everything becomes easy. And in the previous ayat also, Allah explained that the sabr, the very greatest height of it is that a person makes sabr so much that he becomes prepared to give his life for Allah Ta'ala. He becomes a shaheed, and he has the love of Allah to that extent that he just wants to meet Allah, and in the best way, and that is to give his life for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. That is the greatest height. Now, in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains other times when you will also have to use the sabr, Allah will test you with other things also. Allah will test you when the time comes and you have to become a shaheed, then also Allah will test you. And a person can easily accomplish it if he uses the quality of sabr which Allah has put in him, then to become a shaheed will also become easy. And when a person can pick up, for example, a bull, for him to pick up a chicken is child's play, nothing whatsoever. So Allah explained the highest, that is to become a shaheed, and then other things also Allah will test us, but much more lighter, much more easier. When a person, and according to the ayat and the teachings of the Quran, a person became ready to become shaheed, then the other things are very easy for him. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. Or albatta hum azmaenge tumko thore se darr, and undoubtedly we will test you. Allah says you will be put through other tests also, and bishayin, a small test, very little, very light test, and this will be generally for everyone to become shaheed and prepared to give your life. That will be a few people who will reach that level. But you have that jazba, you have that feeling and desire, then this other test will be very, very easy for you. Just a small test we will put in you, min al khawf, dar se, fear we will put in you. Just like the present time, people fear the pandemic, the virus. People fear the government. People fear what people will say, that you are not taking precautions, so you are committing suicide. You're a murderer. You got blood on your hands because you're not taking the precaution, and you get frightened for this criticism. And also it is narrated that when a person does not have the fear of Allah, then Allah puts in him the fear of everything else. And if a person has the fear of Allah, Allah removes the fear of the creation, any and everything, then he does not fear anything of this world. So anyway, Allah will test you a bit with that also, of fear, will endure, and hunger also, Allah Ta'ala will test you. Like for example, farz roza, that also we are tested. Are you going to keep the roza? You going to keep it happily or not? And besides that also, if Allah brings other times such condition that you have to go through hunger, and we know there are people presently in the world, refugees, etc., people who are from the earthquakes that came in the world, and there are still orphans, etc., children who are suffering, they are going through various states of hunger. In places where there are droughts presently in the world, they don't have food to eat. So these will be also tests from Allah Ta'ala. وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ or نُقْسَانْ سِ مَعَلُكَ. And also we will test you with some harm in your wealth. For example, a fire will come and burn your shop, for example, or your theft or robbery, or something that goes wrong in your business, and you lose all your wealth also. This is also a test. والأنفس أرجانك and of lives also. Allah will test us. Our dear and close ones will pass away. Your wife passes away, your husband passes away, your children pass away, etc. Who you dependent on? For example, a wife doing everything for her husband, and she is the only one who can see to his intimate affairs. Now Allah takes her also away. These are tests, for a husband is seeing to all the needs of his wife, and he's looking after her, and what he can do, nobody else can do for the wife. But then Allah takes away the husband also. Or the breadwinner, who was the sole breadwinner in the family. All these are tests from Allah Ta'ala. With thamarat, or mewoke, and fruit also Allah will test you. That is the results, like your factory, the result of the factory, all the products. Allah Ta'ala perhaps will make it, that whatever you had produced, now something went wrong in it, and nobody is buying it. Now you will be tested with that also. Or it gets all stolen. You worked so hard, you did all your production, and now it all got stolen. Somebody hijacked the whole truck, and everything where you were looking at a great profit, now you find you have got a great loss there. So Allah will test all this. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ اور خوش خبری دے ان صبر کرنے والوں کو. Again Allah says, those who make sabr, give them great tidings. So this is sabr, that which every person, Muslim and non-Muslim, has also got it. Even animals have got this. They also sometimes, the babies, the little ones of theirs get killed, etc. Or so another partner is sick, or in the animals also. And they also have to go through all that. So this quality of making sabr, Allah has given to all human beings, Muslims and non-Muslims, even animals, but they are not responsible. Human beings are responsible. So if we use that, even a non-Muslim, and what is the sabr? That you accept it, it is from Allah. And when you accept that, and you have submitted to that, you will find that immediately that whole bulge, that whole big mountain on you becomes light. And now you can manage it easily. And if you don't make sabr, you will say that, why did this happen to me? And you'll start fighting with people. You'll find fault, because of you this happened to me. Because of you this happened to me. You will fight with people. You will perhaps make court cases against people also. Take them to court also. You will fight with your family members. You will fight with your workers. You will fight with your boss. Everyone you will fight, and you will get nothing out of it. Just that you will get more aggravated. You will feel more bad. More you are at unease. And you are more disturbed all the time. And whereas if you submit it, it's from Allah. Allah meant it for me. And this was meant for me. Then you will find immediately ease. And you will find yourself to be very light. And not only that, on that Allah's help comes. And Allah makes it even now a pleasure for you. And Allah now removes that difficulty also from you. When you make sabr, then you are again well on your road again. And everything comes in order again. So these are tests from Allah Ta'ala. And if we don't make sabr, we start fighting. And we have to fight with Allah. That Allah, I don't deserve this. As if we deserve the best, as if we are the best. And that this should happen to somebody else. Why did this difficulty come to me? Why is my little child, why did he come in an accident? Why do my child is so good? We are so pious. Why did this happen to us? This should have happened to somebody else. Then a person makes all this objection and is fighting with himself, fighting with Allah, fighting with other people, finding fault with others, and he himself is uneasy all the time. And he becomes a sore, a person who is sore, who is causing difficulty to everyone around him. Everyone avoids such a person. They don't like such a person. So we should not be complaining at that. So the sabr which Allah has given us, if we try and develop our quality that we are ready for jihad, then and to become shaheed, then all these other tests which Allah will bring in front of us, they will be like child's play. Very easy, we will manage them, hand in on sabr, where Allah says, give glad tidings to those who make sabr, Allah increases their stages. And the greatest thing you get is the ma'iyat of Allah, the togetherness, the intimacy of Allah Ta'ala, which is the greatest thing. And Allah's whole power and qudrat is now behind you. Allah's help fully is with you, and you get the help of the whole power of Allah. Nobody can stand in front of you. It is all for those who make sabr. So, and this test also are a great boon and a great blessing from Allah Ta'ala. Because when a person prepares himself and he goes and he passes, Allah raises him to high, high stages. And he feels it within himself also. And Allah takes great work also from such a person, because now he has developed the capability. And those who don't have the capability, the work is not taken from such people. So we should be ready and to develop this, to use that potential of sabr which is within us. For that we have to be in the company of the righteous and the pious, and what we call our islah, and to make that fikr of correcting our spiritual life and developing our spiritual life, as we all want to develop our physical life and our monetary matters. We want to increase our money, etc., our dunya's position. The greatest thing that we should have concern for is our spiritual life, and how we can improve and how we can go higher spiritually. And then we will see this life of ours in this dunya, what great potential it has offered us for this dunya, and then of course for the akhirat eternally as well also. May Allah give us proper understanding of Quran and Hadith and our deen, and let us bring these things in our life and enjoy the fruit and the benefit of it, which is meant for us. It is just for us to take it and use it. May Allah give us all the of it. Subhanallah.